This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Fire crews are slowly gaining ground on wildfires tearing through Los Angeles. Containment lines are up around 27% of the Eaton fire and just 11% of the Palisades fire. The LA County coroner now says those fires have killed at least 24 people. There are persistent questions about the initial response. 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker investigates.
The fires grew too big too fast. Demand for water overburdened the system. Water pressure dropped and fire hoses ran dry while the fires raged.
The water system was stretched. Metropolitan water systems are not designed to sustain a firefight like this.
Anthony Maroney is chief of the LA County Fire Department, one of the officials overseeing the firefight.
CBS News meteorologist Grant Gilmore says winds could make things bad again.
After somewhat of a break from those strong Santa Ana winds Friday into Saturday, those wind speeds increase again, gusting between 50 to nearly 70 miles per hour. Now, it's those strong wind gusts combined with low humidity and very dry conditions that will produce another day of critical fire danger from northern San Diego County into Ventura County, where those fires could start and spread very quickly.
Trump appointee FBI Director Christopher Wray is explaining his reason for leaving before President-elect Donald Trump takes office again.
My conclusion was that the thing that was best for the Bureau was to try to do this in an orderly way, to not thrust the FBI deeper into the fray.
He was on 60 Minutes. President Biden has been on the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem with details.
Netanyahu thanked the president for his lifelong support of Israel. Senior Israeli negotiators have arrived in Qatar, and Israeli analysts say it will become clear in the next few days if a deal will happen.
Back here, the Patriots have hired Titans head coach Mike Vrabel to lead the team. WBZ's Suzanne Sausville has fan reaction.
Oh my God, I love him. He did a great job with Tennessee. He was great.
A clear consensus. Mayo, not enough experience. Vrabel?
More experience, tougher.
But this guy's living in the past, man.
I like Bill Belichick.
So you'd like to see Bill Belichick come back?
I wish he'd come back. They'll win again for sure.
Don't hold your breath.
More sports. The Philadelphia 76ers are scrapping plans to build a $1.3 billion Center City Arena and will instead stay in South Philly. The move comes just weeks after the team received approval for the contentious project from the city council. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
And have a drink, there's no need to wait in line. Just come inside and have a good time, cause we're all here to sing and play, and we wish and wait for today, cause we're drinking and laughing. Here's Will Band, I'm glad to be here with my friends, the Up North. We have a good time, the Up North. Music and rhymes, we all want to win the shake of the day. And friends, the Up North, smiles and grins. Now that we're here, let's party. Just unwind, cause we're all here to have a good time. No seats to fill, but not for long, cause we're dancing and clapping. We're singing songs, and when we're together, the circle never breaks. We sing in honor for those who pass to make sure the memories last. Let's raise a glass while we say. We sing in honor for those who pass to make sure the memories last. Let's raise a glass while we say. Come on! The unknown, we have a good time. The unknown, music and rock, we all want to win the shake of the day.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Can't help you no more. Don't look down, world is crumbling. We keep pushing and hurting and overexerting the ones that we loved. I can't seem to remember or pardon the lender. My heart won't let go. Locking home and I'll be alive when the day is gone and I can't even we
me you love me. Push me, show me you love me. Push me, show me you love me. Push me, show me you love me.
Hour two kicks off with two in a row. See what we did there? A double dip in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The lower fifth up north, and then the lower fifth, two in a row with two at last. Goodbye. See them with Corey Matthew Hart next week at the Red Rooster on 124. This local stuff has continued to be spread across the state of Wisconsin thanks to Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant that makes amazing pizza. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located at the Northgate Mall, delivering to North Madison, East, and downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza Madison or call them at 608-467-3017. Rare Element now. See them at the Red Rooster on 27. This is Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. More of the funky stuff to celebrate Wisconsin Funk Fest happening tonight, or maybe yesterday. It all depends on where you are on the timeline of Max Inc. Radio. We continue moving forward with some of the newest slowpoke that I have in the after hours on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it, and they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Insert coin.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Three black crows.
was on a telephone wire. The three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, "Man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire." Two black crows on a telephone wire. Maids in the front church pew. Three old maids in the front church pew. And one says, "Low, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through." Two old maids in the front church pew. Times this hard. Two oak trees in a lion's yard. Oh no. Yeah. Three young men on an open road. Three young men on an
blazing through. Hard times for me, hard times for you. It's such a pity when we cannot see the light. Floodgates are broken, better hold on tight. Hear the warning, hear the call. Too many people trying to keep it all. Forgot about feeling it, didn't know the love.
Oh,
artists that rock and brought us back to life and to the local stuff in the after hours. First Ryan McGrath Band and then Stepwater Band with Floodgates. Catch them before they go east, and their last Midwest gig until spring is happening. Where? At the Red Rooster on 215. All this local music sounds are brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Next in the after hours is one of my favorite Mama Award winning bands, Nestor, on Max Inc. Radio.
Take it like it is. Will you always have the answer? My microscopic world. I'm microscopic.
Big, big furnace in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. You and I could do the live stuff this year and see their very first show in 2025 in March at the Coral Lanes. Get all the connections to the local music and the shows by subscribing to Max Inc. Radio. Like that podcast page. It's got all sorts of local stuff you can follow around, like Lucky Vita. He's next. And another Mama Award winner. And yeah, he's a transplant to California. So we're really thinking of you, Lucky. I hope you're doing okay and you're being safe. This is Little Robot Man now on Max Inc. Radio.
Zeros and ones bring me ecstasy, but I will never find the man of my dreams. The way we live today, the way we live today is so cold. Trying to find just a little affection, but only another disconnection, the simulation, or the simulation of love is love.
alone. Downhearted and downright hopeless. I had my chances with three wishes. Could have healed or found riches, but I chose a chance to see us through. The truth, what meant we're falling apart. Lord knows I tried, no doubts remain. Nothing ventured and nothing gained. Now it's too late to undo. Stop wondering what might have been. I'll never ever surrender my belief. But it takes two to make it work. Oh, yes, it does. It takes two to be.
Alter 5 Blues Band, they come out of hibernation at Winterfest in Des Moines on 2/15. Hey, I know what I said. Des Moines. The After Hours always keeps you up to date to all the things that you can see, even when the local stuff are outside of our state. And if you do wander outside the state, no matter where you roam, there's that Civic Media app. Yeah, take us with you and listen anywhere. It's time now for that weekly Jimmy Tracker. We always do it in the After Hours each week here on Mags Inc. Radio. The Jimmys will be live on 2/14 at the Red Rooster, playing accordingly. It is Valentine's Day. This is Words and Actions on Mags Inc. Radio.
Words can cut so scar no one can see, and if gone unnoticed, it will make a heart forever bleed. Actions speak loudest, I know. You can't take back what's set in stone, and when deception is revealed, there's only one place.
We did it. Another week of the local stuff that you can see with your own eyes right here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. And we'll do it again next week on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The L.A. County coroner says at least 24 people have died from wildfires that are tearing through the area. 12,000 structures, including many homes, are gone. As our Lilia Luciana reports, many have not been able to get into neighborhoods to see the devastation firsthand.
There's so many residents who want to go back into their homes and see what's left, and they can't. Most people I've talked to know what the situation in their home, whether it was lost or not, is, because either early on somebody went or neighbors took video or things like that. But it's very chaotic, and it's so concerning that the fire could get worse.
Forecasters say the winds will pick up again later this week. There are concerns the fires could lead to inequality and gentrification in historically black neighborhoods in Altadena. KNX's Karen Adams says that.
Altadena is where a lot of Black families settled to escape the Jim Crow South, and it was also one of the rare places Blacks could escape discriminatory housing practices and begin to build generational wealth.
Before there was Baldwin Hills,